Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
That's Alex Ferrario, he's Tanner Hendrickson, and I'm Brandon Kiley, and right now we are very happy to go out to the Brown Inn Group and Celebrity Line to be joined by 2011 World Series champion and Cardinals reliever Mitchell Boggs joining us here on the show. Mitchell, congratulations on celebrating 10 years, the 10-year reunion this weekend at Busch Stadium. We're happy to have you on the show. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years, I feel old.
What's it going to be like for you coming back this weekend to see all the guys once again? Is this the first time you've been with this group, this many of those guys since the World Series?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be my first time in St. Louis in quite a while. It'll be my first time seeing a lot of these guys in a long time. So, very excited. It's going to be an awesome weekend. I heard as y'all came back from break that Waino's pitching Saturday night, so that'll be pretty neat. It'll be a lot of fun to see some guys that I hadn't seen in a long time and, share some of those stories, remember how much fun we had and hopefully have a great weekend.
So, Mitchell, I'm assuming that there's no, 2011 group text thread that you have, right, where everyone's on it still?
If there is one, I'm going to be PO'd. I'm not on it.
Well, Mitchell,
to pay for somebody this weekend.
That's great. Well, Mitchell, let's start with Adam Wainwright there. You just mentioned it, watching your former teammate still pitch in the big leagues, and I'm sure you've kind of peeked and seen what he has done this season. Does it surprise you at all that Waino is still pitching at this level at the age of 40?
Nothing that Adam does surprises me. But I'm going to be honest with you. I try to keep up the best that I can, but, I've got two kids under the age of 6, and, we got a lot going on. So I don't really follow Major League Baseball super closely, but I got on the internet for this interview and saw that Adam is 16-7 with a 2.88 ERA. And, is the guy going to win the Cy Young at 40?
So he's probably going to finish in the top 5 or 6. There's been some unbelievable performances. Max Scherzer is just tearing it up right now for the Dodgers. He's probably going to end up winning it. But Waino's right in the conversation. What he's done in the second half, Mitchell, is unbelievable. He in the second half so far this year has a 2.0 ERA. He is 9-2 in his 12 starts. It's absurd what he's doing right now.
Yeah, the greatest attribute that Adam has nothing to do with talent. It's not his breaking ball. It's not his control. All those things are, spectacular. His greatest attribute is he competes, man. And anytime he gets the ball, anytime he gets a chance to take the mound, he fully expects to go out there and dominate a baseball game. Whether he does it or not, he expects to do it. And, that to me is what has made him, one of the best pitchers in baseball for a long, long time. He's one of the best teammates you could have. And to see what he's doing this year, is really exciting. I'm glad we're going to get to see him go on Saturday night.
It's interesting because we were talking about this earlier today. The Cardinals are going on a run right now that, I mean, it's very hard to compare anything to what happened in 2011, especially with the way that that ended up going in the postseason. But in terms of the regular season finish, there's some similarities what the Cardinals are doing right now to what you guys did back in 2011. What was the confidence level you all had whenever you had Chris Carpenter on the mound back in 2011? Because it feels like for this team, that's kind of how they feel whenever Waino's out there right now.
Yeah, you know, it seems odd to say, and, you know, it's hard for a lot of people to believe it. But, you know, when you've got a guy that sends out there every fifth day that expects to win, you know, he's going to do his job. You know, it takes a lot of pressure off everybody else. And, you know, you just go out there and play knowing that guy's going to keep you in the game for 6, 7, 8 innings and give you a chance to win. And that's certainly what we had in Carp back in 2011. He was the guy that we wanted out there. When it was his night, we knew we were going to have a chance to win the game. And I would imagine that's how those guys feel right now with Waino. He's been through all the battles. You know, nothing that's going to be thrown at him is something that he hasn't experienced before. And it just gives the ball club a lot of confidence to have a guy like that on the mound every fifth night coming down the stretch in September. And, you know, just excited for Waino and that club to be in the mix here towards the end of the year.
Mitchell, you were a part of this in 2011, a team that had to battle for a playoff spot all the way down to the end. And you know, you guys had to go through a gauntlet at the time to get to the World Series, taking on Houston, taking on the Milwaukee Brewers, who had played great down the stretch. How dangerous can a team be that has to battle for a playoff spot in the final weeks of the regular season?
Extremely dangerous, because, you know, you spent several weeks basically in playoff mode, knowing that every single game matters. And, you know, not to say that you don't want to be a team that wins a division by 25 games. You know, we all wanted to do that. But those guys face a challenge as well. When you're a part of a club that runs away with a division, you know, September becomes meaningless. And so you play a month of baseball where nothing's on the line. And then October rolls around, and you've got to flip the switch against a team that has been fighting like crazy to get the opportunity to play you. And so, anybody that's playing meaningful baseball in the last 2 weeks of September, trying to earn the right to play October baseball, I think has a huge advantage. You know, that advantage goes out the window once you get into the, flow of a series. But if you can have the opportunity to compete the last couple of weeks of September for something that really matters, it puts you in a really good position when October rolls around.
2011 World Series champion Mitchell Boggs joining us here on 101 ESPN a couple of days before the Cardinals are able to celebrate that 2011 World Series team with a reunion for the Cardinals this weekend against the Padres. Mitchell, at what point did you know in 2011 that team was going to go on a run? Because I think that's something that Cardinals fans right now are trying to come to grips with. It's been such a weird year for this team. They've been up and down and up and down, and now they're finally officially in a wild card spot as of today. At what point in time did you know, as somebody that was on the team in that clubhouse, that, okay, this has the potential to be a pretty special run?
Yeah, I think, you know, probably the second week of September, we had won a lot of games there and had kind of clawed back. And we had some walk-off wins that were somewhat fluky. But once we got to the back half of September and the Braves were close enough that it wasn't going to take us having to win every single game and then lose every single game to catch them, when they were close enough that if we played good enough and they opened the door at all, we were going to catch him. I think that's when, you know, we knew we had a chance. Now, it ran down all the way to the last game of the regular season, so that's probably when we felt really confident. But I think, you know, we were in Philadelphia with, you know, about a week and a half left in the season. And I can remember Jimmy Rollins telling some of our guys before batting practice that, man, if you guys get in, you're going to be trouble. And I think, you know, we all knew that, but to hear somebody else say it, you know, kind of validify that, or that we were catching them and that people were noticing. And I think when it got to that last week of the season and the Braves were playing with a ton of pressure, and we were just going out there and getting the job done, I think we all felt pretty good that we were going to have a chance to do it.
Mitchell, there were so many memorable games in that run for the playoffs. Of course, everyone thinks of the Chris Carpenter shutout against the Phillies, the series against the Milwaukee Brewers, David Freeze's home run, and then winning it. Is there one game that still sticks out to you every time you think of that World Series championship or look at that ring?
You know, the Albert's three home run game in the World Series was unbelievable. You know, you grow up, you know, Reggie Jackson, the stuff that he did for the Yankees in October, and, you know, being a Braves fan growing up, you know, you remember that 95 run, and then seeing Albert go out there and hit three home runs in a World Series game. I actually pitched the ninth inning of that game, so I was the first guy to shake his hand when the game was over. That was special because that's something that, you know, is just historical. So that was pretty neat to see. But we had so many special opportunities, so many special things that happened, so many special moments. You know, it was just spectacular to be a part of. But the most exciting thing that happened in my mind that whole season was, you know, the scene that took place in Houston when we got into the playoffs. You know, that was really special and kind of set us on our path to go get it done.
Mitchell, I wanted to ask you because we watched what it was like on the field in 2011, but you were behind the scenes. You got to see the stuff that fans couldn't see. What was it like to be in that clubhouse at that time when you guys are going on this miraculous run into the playoffs and then you get into the playoffs and you go on a ride that nobody's ever going to forget here in St. Louis? What was it like behind the scenes in that clubhouse throughout that postseason, being with those guys that we now know from the outside looking in? That is one hell of a tight-knit group, it seems like.
Yeah, we were fortunate that we had a team that really was on a mission, and guys, you know, whatever your role was, you embraced it, and it was special. You know, you hear a lot about playoff baseball. I got a taste of it in 2009, but we got swept by the Dodgers, and it didn't last very long. But that run in 2011, you know, it was a month of baseball that was just – it was unbelievable. You know, our wives and our families were traveling with us. Just a lot of excitement everywhere we went, you know, showing up to the park, not knowing – you know, if we win tonight, are we going to Milwaukee or where are we going if we win? There was a lot of just anticipation that continued to build and build and build, and culminated with something that, you know, I think we'll all be proud of the rest of our lives. It's something that's special to me. I know it's special to the city of St. Louis, and that's also part of what made it so special is October baseball in St. Louis is the closest thing to, you know, an SEC football game on a Saturday night as you can get. It's just every single game was packed, and you know, you go to lunch at noon and it would be a 7 o'clock game. You could just feel the excitement in the air everywhere you went. And so to be a part of a world championship is special. To be a part of a world championship in St. Louis is unbelievable. So it was a lot of fun.
Mitchell, do you have any sort of memorabilia that you still have from that 2011 World Series? Did you take a game baseball, any confetti? Like, what do you have to this day from that World Series championship?
Yeah, so I've got, you know, I've obviously got the jerseys and stuff that we wore in the World Series that have the patch on it, and I've got a couple of the hats that we wore. I have the game ball from Albert's three home run game, because I was able to finish that game out.
Where's
it
sitting?
I held on to that. I'm gonna be honest with you, it's not sitting anywhere special. it's in a closet in a plastic box with a few other things. So I'm trying to keep it away from my 6-year-old, because if I leave it out where he can get it, there's no telling where it'll end up.
That's very smart.
Yeah, but, you know, and then probably the coolest thing is I've got a bat that's signed by every player and wow. coach that was a part of that team. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of cool and special things that come along with it.
And do your kids understand what you were able to accomplish there? Like, do they have a grasp yet of, hey, my dad is a World Series champion, and this weekend he's going to be celebrated in St. Louis the way that we all know you guys will?
No, he couldn't. I've got a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old. 2-year-old, obviously, he just turned
sure.
2. He has no idea. The 6-year-old, he couldn't care less. I mean, you know, I'm from a small town, and so folks will bring it up to him, and he's like, yeah, I know, I've heard. So it'll be great to get him to St. Louis this weekend and expose him to that atmosphere and what Cardinal baseball really is all about. And, you know, he's probably going to want to know, you know, if I was so good, why am I not still out there? But, he loves sports. And so he's excited to go this weekend, and it'll be a lot of fun to be able to experience that with him and my youngest son and my wife.
That's awesome. Final question. We'll get you out of here on this, Mitchell. What are your plans this weekend? Obviously being celebrated at the game is going to be the highlight of the weekend for all of the fans out here, but are you getting together with the guys for any golf outings or anything like that?
I hadn't heard anything about any golf outings. That would be spectacular, but I think, you know, a lot of folks are bringing their families, and we're going to be at the game Friday night with everybody, and Saturday we'll obviously have a lot of things going on, and you know, we'll obviously have the ceremony Saturday before the game and watch the game together Saturday night. So not a ton of pre-planned things, but I'm sure that once everybody gets together that you know, we'll have a good time. It'll be great to see everybody, and you know, a lot of these guys I came up through the minor leagues with, and you know, we spent a lot of time together, and it's some really close relationships. So I'm excited to see those guys and just enjoy the weekend together. It'll go by quick, I know that.
Absolutely. Well, Mitchell, we're thrilled to have you back here in St. Louis. Thanks so much for hopping on with us today to talk a little bit about the championship and to preview what a special weekend it's going to be as the Cardinals celebrate the 2011 World Series team against with the team going up against the Padres, fighting for another playoff spot into September once again. It's crazy how history potentially repeats itself. Mitchell, all the best to you. We'll talk with you again soon. Enjoy this weekend, man.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me.